So this morning we talk about money, about giving, because we're all in this thing together. We are a body, and we'll find solutions together. I like simplicity, and I believe that Christianity is simple. Man has sinned, fallen short of God's purposes and God's character. He cannot fix himself, but God can, and he has. He did by sending his own son. Died on our sins, took our place on the cross. Simple. Believe that for yourself for forgiveness of sins. Recognize that you're a sinner, need forgiveness, and faith in Jesus alone. Jesus paid it all. Simple. I'll tell you what isn't simple. Religion and money. Religion is about doing something. Money is about getting something. You put the two together and they can become a monster. Religion is doing something to get to God, and then add in money and it comes about to buying your way into heaven. This was a huge monster 500 years ago. A celebration that we celebrate this year from 1517 with Martin Luther. He pulled away from the Catholic Church 500 years ago this year. And he cried out justification by faith, being right with God by faith, not by works. And the issue was money. It was buying favors with the church and with God. It amounts to giving in order to get. But we know that this is not true. We know about grace. We are not ignorant. We have seen grace, and I'm speaking to everybody in this room. And we know what grace means. It is not a mystery to any of us. Grace is the principle by which we are accepted with God. Work is not at all the vehicle to God. Okay, then, what about money? I had worked on a PowerPoint slide. I had put this all on PowerPoint just in case we had that ready to set up this morning. And I was going to introduce it with this slide of a bloody hacksaw, and it said, giving until it hurts. But that's not where we can really start with giving. Because 2 Corinthians 8:12 says, for if the readiness is present, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. We give what we are able to give. God doesn't tell us to give beyond what we are able. And there is a promise from God. It's promised in Malachi, of all books,